You and I look very different to a monkey's favourite squishy fruit. A human doesn't ripen and go off within a few days. So, what does it mean to be 50% banana?
Welcome to Material Chef, preparing the most influential genetic materials for your delectation. To prepare one human, you will need 3 billion letters of DNA, split into 20,000 genes and divided into 23 pairs of chromosomes. To make a banana, you will need 500 million letters of DNA, split into 11 pairs of chromosomes.
Stop!
This doesn't make any sense. Where does this 50% number come from? What are we comparing? Letters, genes, or chromosomes? In this case, the answer is to look at our genes. Half of the genes that we need are also needed by bananas. And that's not as surprising as it might sound. Most genes are required for the day-to-day processes that keep cells alive. And these same processes occur in bananas. The other half of our genes make us specifically human. And bananas will have many other genes that make them specifically plant. Remember, it's 50% of our genes compared with bananas, not 50% of banana genes compared with humans. Only 2% of your genes are not found in chimpanzees. 20% of your genes are not found in the genomes of cows. So, odds are, you share far more than 4% of your genome with the now extinct Neanderthal. All those processes that keep you going, they'll have had them too. All those genes that we share with the modern apes, yep, Neanderthals would have needed those as well. But when the genetic sequence of Neanderthals was first worked out, chunks of Neanderthal DNA were found to be shared with European and Asian people, but not Africans. Early humans, they think, may have bred with Neanderthals when they migrated out of Africa. You can get tests now to see how much of your DNA came from this historic breeding. 1-4% of your genome could be uniquely Neanderthal, rather than of human origin. But remember, there are other genes that make us uniquely human, and many genes we share. So, modern Africans share all those common genes that make humans and Neanderthals so similar. Europeans have extra genetic variation that came from cozying up with our ancient cousins. Genetics, the language of the genes, the study of a mystifying molecule called DNA. It's truly a subject of surprises. If you'd like to learn more about genetics and the study of DNA, you can subscribe for free to the Naked Genetics podcast. With thanks to Enrico Cohen, Max Telford, Mark Thomas, Eugenio Sanchez Moran, and Nelly Brewer. And enormous thanks to the Genetics Society.